you got your Bibles, open up to Matthew 15. This is a story that we are very, very familiar with. Starting in verse 21. I'm reading out of New Living Translation. It says, "Then Jesus left Galilee, went north to the region of Tyre and Sidon. A Gentile woman who lived there came to him pleading, 'Have mercy on me, O Lord, son of David, for my daughter is possessed by a demon that torments her severely.'" I was getting to write my message out today, and Kristen decided, I like my Sunday mornings so I can get my stuff done and what have you and get it out. I already know what I'm going to preach, but I'll just put it together Sunday in case God has any last-minute changes. I've done this before and got it done, got my message done on Thursday, and then he'll change it up Sunday morning. So I've learned, just wait on him, and we'll flow. So she decided to get up this morning and clean. And so I have my phone hooked to my TV so I can read the scriptures as I'm scrolling on by and stuff like that. And then she goes, "You're not going to talk about Christmas?" And then my next line, I said, "Come here and look." I said, "Now, some of you might be thinking why I'm talking about this and not about Christmas." And she goes, she started laughing. It's like, great minds think alike, babe. What does this have to do with Christmas? This woman who was demon-possessed. What you have to understand is that this is one of the reasons why Jesus was sent here, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Think about this. This baby who came into this world was sent here to destroy all the works of the enemy. Tom, can you give me a water? Or Joe, please, thank you. Has some Theraflu stuff going on. But so aren't you glad that we serve a God that can heal, deliver, and set free? Your situations don't have to stay the same because we know that the things that we see in life, thank you, are just subject to change. They're just temporary. Our eyes are not fixed on what we see, but on what we don't see. We fix our eyes on Jesus, not our goals, not on all the presents that we may get this week. You know, because the greatest gift that we have is Jesus. He's the best gift ever. And sometimes we forget about that. And it's not, this is the only time that we could celebrate him. We could celebrate him every single day. You realize how people change their demeanor, change around Christmas time because they're knowing they're getting a gift? Now they start trying to be nice to everyone else and stuff like that, even though they may not believe in Santa Claus, and which you understand, but this is the thing. This is the season. That's the season every single day. That's the life we live. Every single day, Jesus is the reason for the season. You get to respond to life every single day just like this by constantly showing people and sharing the gift of salvation, the gift of grace, the gift of hope, the gift of faith. You get to share that every single day. You don't have to wait until Christmas time. Next verse. But Jesus gave her no reply, not even a word. Then his disciples urged him to send her away. "Tell her to go away," they said. "She is bothering us with all of her begging." Has anybody ever been left on read? Somebody sends you a text. And you send it back, and then they don't respond. And you see that they read it, but they never responded. There was no reply. This woman right here was left on read. Leave him alone. Jesus didn't reply. Have mercy. Help me. my daughter who's demon-possessed, come and help her out. He just ignored her. Not because he lacked compassion and love for her. He ignored her because he was only sent to the lost sheep of Israel. She was left on red. She was desperate. She needed help. Have you ever needed help from someone and you text them? No response. Where were you? No response. People want a response now, quick today. I mean, just, I know my mom didn't like us calling the job unless it was an emergency. Because she's working. If people call the house and obviously you're working, answer machine. They wait till you get home. Now, you're on the job. What are you doing? Working. What do you think? You know, it's the middle of the day. We're working. But they want an answer right away. And sometimes we need an answer right away. God has rested from his work. Jesus has rested from his finished works. So you can go to him every single day. You don't have to wait. And there's no long line. Because all of his promises are yes and amen for those who are in Christ Jesus. He wants to do it for you. He has already done it for you. Jesus said to the woman, I was sent only to help God's lost sheep, the people of Israel. Verse 25. But she came and worshiped him, pleading again, Lord, help me. The disciples telling her to go. Jesus is saying, I can't help you. I'm only sent to help those who are lost in Israel. She says again, help me. That's pretty straight to the point, ain't it? There's nothing wrong with saying, Lord, help me. If you need help, you can say, Lord, help me. Because we know that the Lord helps her, right? He wasn't sent to her. It wasn't her time yet, because this is something that the Paul was supposed to be doing. But you know, when you're walking by faith, you'll begin to fast track everything, because faith will always supersede time. If you got faith in God, it will always override the time that you, the timeline that's going on. The doctors may give you 5 weeks. God is saying, we're going to fast track that. Let's go. It'll be 5 minutes, 5 seconds. We can get you done. Get you going instantly, right here, right now. If you believe. Lord, help me. She's pleading with them again. Lord, help me. Verse 26. Jesus responded, it isn't right to take food from the children and throw it to the dogs. It isn't right to take food from the children. It isn't right to take this word, this healing that is only meant for the Israelites, that's only meant for the children of God. It isn't right to do that and give it to those who are worshiping Baal. It's not right. And look at her response out of faith. She replied, that's true, Lord. But even dogs are allowed to eat the scraps that fall beneath their master's table. You are the one true God. But every other god sampled off of you. They eat the crumbs from your table. Even though they have gone astray, they sampled off of you. God is often imitated, but he's never duplicated. And a lot of false gods will go out there and try to be the one, but he is the one true God. Even the dogs eat. Look at what he says here. Dear woman, Jesus said to her, your faith is what? Your faith is what? Come on. It wasn't her time, but yet faith made it her time, because faith is now. Faith is now. Your request is granted, and her daughter was healed when? Instantly. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. That hasn't changed. Faith accesses the grace of God. But she had to say something. If she would have just sitting there, didn't say anything, he would have walked on by. Even when she said something, he was walking on by. She pleaded again. His men are coming to take her away. Leave him alone. That wasn't enough. Why? She needed help. When was the last time you needed help? When was the last time you pleaded with the Lord? Help me. Lord, I need help. I know I am a man or a woman of faith, but I need help right now. You can't be too prideful in your heart to say, Lord, I need help. He is our Lord and Savior. He's there for you. He's not going to laugh at you because you need help. He wants you to ask for help. That's nothing wrong with that. Why? Because he wants to work with you. He wants to flow with you. He wants to walk with you in your everyday life. It isn't, I'm going to just do this on my own. We walk by faith. We can't do that without God. We can't do that without his trust in him, without our trust in him. We need him. Her faith. Faith is important to us believers. Without it, we can't even please God. Without it, we can't experience the miracles that Jesus talked about. We won't witness the many lives that will be saved and that will come into the kingdom without faith. It's the currency for the kingdom of God. And the faith in God that we have is unlimited, very unlimited. Time cannot slow it down or stop it. When you're in faith, can nothing stop you? Nothing. Jesus came to save all that which was lost. He came to destroy the works of the devil, and he came to save all that which was lost. All the people that had no hope, they had no future. It was one of the most darkest times in that arena when he came and stepped on the scene. But here's the thing. When he comes back, it doesn't have to be the darkest time. So even though the Bible talks about it, it will be like the days of Noah. So my question is, what is the church doing in the days of Noah? If we're supposed to be the light, why is there sin running so rampant in this world? It's because we back down. We stop believing somehow. We stop believing that God is who he says he is, and we forget that who we are in Christ. We're the children of the living God. Every born-again believer, you operate in some anointing. No, you don't need a title. You just need to believe. These people, they were spending day after day praying and waiting and watching and looking for the Messiah's return, looking for Emmanuel, God with us. Man, that is a great God with us. Emmanuel, God. God is with us. He's not against us. He's with us. He's for us. says the virgin will conceive a child. She will give birth to a son and will call him Emmanuel, God with us. Mary had to believe what the angel had told her. She had to believe that. And that she would carry and give birth to the Messiah. Man, what a privilege is that. My goodness, to be chosen out of everyone. Her, this young teenage girl. How awesome is that? And for Joseph, who was getting ready to kind of put her away quietly after he found out that she was pregnant. It was mine. No, it was God's. The Holy Spirit. Joseph, don't do her away. She's got the Messiah living in her. Take her as your wife. You're going to be blessed. Take her as your wife. And Joseph had to have faith in order to do that. Faith is for the supernatural. That was a supernatural thing that was going on. Mary says, let it be according to your what? Your word. Joseph, Jesus will save the people from his sins. You are to call him. You are to name him, Jesus. The name which is above all names. This is the name you give him. Man. When you name your baby, you give them a name, it means something. What does your name mean? The gift of God? A gift. Man, what is your, Denise, what does your name mean? Mighty worshiper. Richard, you know what your name means? Okay. Where's the other Richard? Do you know what your name means? It's the same name, so y'all can just kind of get together. And any other Richards in here? Right? Where's he at? Isaiah, you know what your name means? Timothy, you know what your name means? Yeah. It means honoring God. Your name means something. That's important. That's important. See, and the thing with faith is you don't have to know how everything works, how everything functions when you're living in faith, because faith will deny the logic, defy the logic of men. They can know how everything works. You don't have to know how it works. You just need to say what God has given you to say and make it happen. I don't know how all the ligaments pop in together. I said, but once the Lord tells me to speak and speak over that, bones begin to come together and stuff. I had a young lady who had basically, we were doing a, just running around, just acting like young people do. Dislocated a leg at one of our lock-ins. We stopped, prayed with her. All the ligaments went back together. She was good to go. Go back to service. You don't have to know how everything works and functions. You just have to have faith in God. We didn't go on WebMD. By faith, we speak life into hopeless situations. Jesus came to take away the sins of the world. You don't have to live in a sin that's been haunting you day in and day out. You don't have to stay in it. He came to free you from that. That's the beauty of it. He did all the work. Lord, forgive me. Forgive me. Forgive me. I thank you for what you've done for me. Lord Jesus, I receive your grace right now. And you have to walk that out by faith. Give it to Jesus because it's what he was born to do. He was born to die so that you might live through him. Isaiah 9 says this. A child has been born for us. A son has been given to us. The responsibility of complete dominion will rest on his shoulders. And his name will be, the Wonderful One, the Extraordinary Strategist, the Mighty God, the Father of Eternity, the Prince of Peace. His name will strike fear in the hearts of all of his enemies. Aren't you glad you're not an enemy? Well, he will give hope to all of his children. The same name. One of them will put fear in the people, and the other one brings life. Same name. Jesus. Jesus is the author and finisher of our faith. No one else. Jesus is. Faith that comes from hearing the uncompromised word of God, hearing the good news of Jesus Christ. There's always good news with Jesus. Doesn't matter what happens. He's going to bring you good news. Get his news first. Or if you get bad news, go to the good news. Find out what it says. Get in agreement with your spouse. Get in agreement with your children. Get in agreement with the doctor. Get in agreement with your financial advisors. Get in agreement with whoever. There was one time a financial advisor called me up and he says, man, I don't, you know, just a courtesy call, but we would just want to tell you that, you know, the first three quarters wasn't what we planned and stuff. So I'll just let you know, just kind of hold tight and everything. So we don't want you to jump ship and get all crazy. And I knew that stuff fluctuates all the time and everything else. Thank God for that. My heart ain't attached to that. But I said, we got one more quarter. Why don't we just get an agreement that this thing is going to go up? He goes, I can do that. Man, that thing shot off and like an evil Knievel ramp. The only regret is that I wish I had more money in it. Get in agreement. What's going on in your life? If there's sour things that is going on, get in agreement with the word of God. Get in agreement with your husband, with your wife, and let's pray. And we're not going back down. Oh, this may happen. Where are we standing on? What's your scripture? Sometimes y'all got to just pump each other up, amp each other up. You're not in competition with each other. Stop competing against your spouse. You're not in competition. That's what the enemy wants. He wants you to compete against your spouse in order to cause division. Get in agreement with them. You'll see where God can take you. I didn't hear too many amens on that one. So I'm going to say it again. You're not in competition with your spouse. Cass, when you get married, do not follow suit with this. Be bold about it. You have to walk by faith. What else do you have to do? Worry? Worry does nothing for you. Does nothing. If you know how to worry, you know how to walk in faith. Just meditating on the right thing. She's picking on you. God loves you. Emmanuel means God with us. I don't know about you, but I've read that so many times before, and I read it this morning, and I was like, there's something different about that. God's with me. He's with me. He's with you. You're not alone. You don't do life alone. You don't do your relationships alone. I said you don't do these things alone. You're with people. God is with you. You don't have to do it alone. People saying, "Well, I don't have any friends." You have a friend in Jesus. Pray about one. Quit meme mugging people all the time. Sometimes I do that just so people won't talk to me. The good news is that your sins, past, present, and future, have all been forgiven. The good news that Jesus took back his authority here on earth from Satan. The good news that you don't have to work for your salvation, but all you have to do is believe in the name of Jesus. Believe that he died on the cross for you. Believe that he was raised to life 3 days later. Believe in the one who was sent to save your soul from eternal fire. Believe. Believe in the finished works of Jesus. Believe. He did all that hard work just so that you would believe in his name. That's all you have to do. Well, I don't believe in Jesus. That's the easiest thing you can do is believe. And when you pray, believe that you received it and you shall what? You would have it. So you don't have to cry out in desperation like this Canaanite woman. She wasn't part of the children of Israel. She was crying out because she needed help. You are part of the body of Christ if you're giving your life to Jesus. You don't have to cry out to God. You can just talk to him on a day-to-day basis, every single day. Don't go one day without talking with the Lord. Don't go one day. You wouldn't go one day without talking with your spouse if you had one. Maybe some of you had. Don't do that again. My wife is the only friend that I have. I don't want to be fighting with her. Enemy wants you to. Quit fighting with your spouse. God loves them too. Quit worrying about their choices. You were one of them. You can't get mad over that one. You always make the wrong decision. You were one of them, man. God loves you. Is there anybody in here? That is experiencing that loneliness in these seasons. With every head bowed, every eye closed. If you are experiencing any kind of loneliness in this season, raise your hand. I see that. I see that. Thank you. Thank you. Anyone else? Father God, we just pray for those individuals that raised their hand, Lord. We know, you know their situation. Hallelujah. Hear the Lord say, let it go. Because it wasn't your fault. But let it go. He's got you. And if you can sense that comfort right now, he's comforting you right now. But just let it go. Jesus is going to make all things new in your life. Lord, I thank you for the family that you have surrounded them with here, this church family, and that we can continue to be a light to them. If there's anyone here who's never given their life to Jesus and you want to do that for the first time, raise your hand. Is there anyone here who wants to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit? Hallelujah. There's one. Just say that with me. Heavenly Father, fill me with your Spirit right now in the name of Jesus. And Father, when I pray, I believe you, when you fill me with your Spirit, you will also give me a heavenly prayer language. Lord, and I thank you. And I receive the Holy Spirit right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Is there anyone here who's gotten a sickness and disease, any disease in their bodies right now? I see that. Any tumors in their body? Well, let me just speak against it anyway, because there might be some online. Father God, we just speak to tumors. We speak to every sickness, every disease, your word, which is above all names. Brain tumors, we shrink you down right now in the name of Jesus. You have no right to be there. Every tumor in the body of a cancerous body, we curse right now in the name of Jesus. Receive it. By faith, receive it. No more breast cancers. No more. Doesn't have a right. You don't have to be afraid anymore. For God is with you. Lord, we thank you. We speak healing in these bodies. We give you all the glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. Amen. Hallelujah. I can go another half hour if you want me to. Let's stand. This is what I want you to do. I want you to be bold in your faith and just speak life into someone in this room. I'm going to give you 45 seconds. Now I'll give you a minute. Y'all good? All right, ready? Go. Go around. Speak life into people's lives.
Thank you for joining us today. If you want more information about Westview Church or would like to listen to a previous broadcast, we invite you to check out our website at westviewchurch.tv or like our Facebook page at Westview Church of Hayes.